The DA in eThekwini is deeply concerned about a post on Facebook that seems to show the current members of the ANC's executive committee accounting to Zandile Gumede. Zandile Gumede and the team that she led were responsible for bringing eThekwini to its knees. And we've seen recently in court that the charges she was facing have almost been doubled in the monetary value of fraud and corruption that she now has to account for. It's very concerning that the ANC's internal structures still work as though these people must now account to her because she's still in leadership. And it throws into very serious question the idea that there is a new leadership who have taken a sharp turn from the kind of corruption and looting that we've seen previously. We want to see action against Zandile Gumede, who remains a councillor from the current ANC leadership. We want to see action against those 62 councillors who were named in the court papers, and we want to see a sharp turn towards sustainable, clean governance and service delivery that's focused on people, not the messy internal politics of the ANC.